Guy Fawkes, the original bad guy. Think of England's famous Parliament buildings and Big Ben. Think of Queen Elizabeth, Tony Blair, and think of the entire House of Lords and all the politicians of Great Britain. Now, imagine that they are all suddenly destroyed in one terrible explosion. 400 years ago, someone did try to blow up the King and Parliament. This terrorist plot became known as the Gunpowder Plot. Who was behind it, and why?
Second-class citizens. Like September 11th, the Gunpowder Plot was an ambitious terrorist plan. It was put together by a group of people who were unhappy with the government. They obtained a huge amount of explosives and a weapons expert. So what was the problem? Well, in the early 1600s, around the time of Shakespeare, England's Catholics were unhappy, very unhappy. They weren't allowed to vote. They weren't allowed to hold mass. They weren't allowed to join the army. They couldn't practice law, receive a university degree, or vote in local elections. All this on top of having to go to Anglican churches in order to baptize their children or be buried. In effect, the Catholics were second-class citizens. Things were fairly bad during the reign of Queen Elizabeth I, 1558 to 1603. But when she died, Catholics thought things would change. However, the new king, James I, who reigned from 1603 to 1625, was no different. He was a Protestant too, and now the Catholics were worried that they would never get the rights they deserved.
The plan. Some of influential Catholics of the day came up with a spectacular plot. They decided to blow up Parliament on its opening day, when the King would be there as well as the Prime Minister and all the government and opposition ministers. Not only that, they planned to kidnap the children of the royal family. They hoped this would start a revolution so that a Catholic king would once again rule the country.
The man. The plotters included Guy Fawkes, an ex-military man and weapons expert. Fawkes managed to obtain a huge amount of gunpowder, about 36 barrels. First, the plotters rented an empty house next to Parliament. The plotters started to dig a tunnel to put the gunpowder under the Parliament building. But then they had some good luck. They were able to rent a coal cellar directly beneath Parliament. The gunpowder was taken down to the cellar a long time before, so nobody would notice. When the last barrel was delivered, they covered it with wood so that it couldn't be seen. All they had to do was to wait until the opening day of Parliament, and kaboom! Everyone inside would be blown up.
The wait. But they had to wait a long time. By chance, the opening day of Parliament was delayed, not once, but twice. The plotters were getting nervous. Every day they had to wait, the chances that the plot would be discovered increased. Then there was another problem. Some of the Catholic plotters were worried about other Catholics who would die in the explosion. One of the plotters, Francis Tresham, tried to warn his brother-in-law, Lord Monteagle, in a letter. He wrote, "I advise you to devise some excuse not to attend this Parliament, for they shall receive a terrible blow, and yet shall not see who hurts them."
The discovery. Monteagle showed the letter to the authorities. They searched the Parliament in the early morning of the 5th of November. They found the gunpowder, and they found Guy Fawkes. He was carrying a box of matches. Fawkes was arrested and brought to the king, who asked Fawkes to explain why he wanted to kill him. Then, Fawkes was taken to the Tower of London. He refused to give the names of the other plotters, so he was tortured. Fawkes eventually confessed the names of the others, but by then, they had already fled from London and had gone into hiding all over the country. But, one by one, they were all arrested or killed.
The penalty. During a one-day trial on the 26th of January, 1606, the plotters were all judged guilty and sentenced to death. The execution was a major event. Tickets were sold for record prices. It is even said that the King and Queen secretly attended the event. Fawkes and the others were hung by the neck, drawn, their guts were taken out, and their bodies quartered, cut into four pieces. The gunpowder plot was finished, but the memory of it lives on.
The memory. That night, on the 5th of November, 65, hundreds of people across the country lit bonfires to celebrate the news of the discovery of the plot that had prevented the death of many people. Incredibly, this tradition has survived, and every 5th of November, there are bonfires and fireworks all over England. This festival is known as Guy Fawkes Night, or Bonfire Night. At the end of the night, the figure of a man is thrown onto every fire. This figure is known as a guy, and is a dummy of Guy Fawkes, often made from old clothes and straw. So, next time you find yourself in England, on the 5th of November, you'll know what's happening.